How relevance, not familiarity, drives consulting growth hook. What if your biggest competitor isn't the consultant down the street? It's your own reputation? Because if you're coasting on credentials and past wins, you're already losing ground to someone hungrier and more relevant than you. That's the uncomfortable truth hiding inside this week's biggest story for coaches and consultants. Pause. Context. Right now, the consulting market is more crowded than ever. Client expectations are shifting fast, and decision makers are younger, more global, and far less impressed by tenure alone. This week's global headlines, from Malaysian elections to a $50 million trade finance deal in the UAE, are actually sending a crystal clear signal to every coach and consultant about what separates practices that scale from ones that quietly stall. Pause. First, a 66-year-old Malaysian politician just won his sixth consecutive state seat, making him the oldest winning candidate in the Johor state election. His explanation? Public acceptance isn't about age or familiarity. It's about staying relevant to every generation you serve. That's not politics. That's a consulting blueprint. Samuel Ellis of Ellis Strategic Holding, LLC put it directly. Relevance isn't something you achieve. It's something you maintain by staying genuinely curious about where your clients are headed, not just where they've been. Pause. Second, Etihad Credit Insurance backed a $50 million, three-year trade finance facility for Gerald Metals in Geneva, with Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank as lender. Deals at that scale create massive organizational complexity, cross-cultural leadership friction, compliance headaches, team misalignment across jurisdictions. That's not a finance story. That's a consulting opportunity hiding inside a capital flow. Growth-minded consultants watch where institutional money moves, because strategic demand always follows. Pause. Third, leadership transitions are the highest leverage entry points for consultants. When organizations shift leadership in government, business, or community, they're most open to outside strategic guidance. If you're not positioning yourself around transition moments in your target market, you're missing the window when clients are most ready to say yes. Pause. The takeaway. Here's your one action item today. Pull up your LinkedIn or your client list and identify one industry or sector where major capital movement or leadership transitions are happening right now. Then ask yourself honestly, is your current messaging relevant to what they're facing today? Ellis Strategic Holding, LLC calls this staying ahead of your client's reality, not behind it. Update one piece of content to reflect that shift before the weekends. Pause. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.